looks good, kill. There's a man.
Afternoon. This is WMEC FM College Park Radio, and you are listening to Nervous Child Collection.
Won't you say? Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society. Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details.
Just to make sure it's out there.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to my show. The show is called Nervous Child Collection. My name is Jordan. And, yeah, happy Wednesday. This is my first episode of the semester. I was not around the last few weeks. And also, this is my last semester ever on WMEC Radio. This is my fifth year doing it, so this is like my 10th semester of college radio, which is crazy to think, but this is the end also. So for those of you who have listened to me in the past, welcome back. And for those of you who are new, welcome. I'm really excited to talk to you guys today, as I am always. And yeah, it's going to be a fun show. This episode is just going to be the theme is generally 2025 favorites. So there's a lot of really good music that came out in 2025. And the albums and artists that I'm going to highlight are some, you know, not only some of my favorite artists, but also some albums that I think really blew me away. And I'm proud to be, like, playing them on this episode, because I think that it's some really phenomenal music that I have on deck for today. So I have, like, unironically 6 or 7 artists I want to go through, like 2 songs max for each. We'll see how many I get to. And yeah, really excited to be back once again. Thank you guys for listening if you're here. Once again, WMUC FM College Park Radio. And yeah, let's get into it. So one of the best albums, my favorite album from this past year and from a new favorite band of mine is Bleeds by Wednesday. Wednesday is a band from, I think, either Asheville or Greensboro, North Carolina, led by Carly Hartzman, who is an incredible voice and songwriter for this band. A notable band member is MJ Lenderman. He actually left, I think, technically. I think he's no longer a touring member, but he helps write the music, or vice versa. I don't know. It was kind of a recent drop after him and Carly Hartzman, lead singer, broke up after a 6-year relationship. Regardless, Bleeds is an incredible album, and Wednesday has easily become one of my favorite artists ever since I heard this album back in September when it was released. Today I bought tickets to see them in Baltimore in June, so I'm very excited about that. But without further ado, I want to play 2 songs by Wednesday. But I'm just going to start with one for now and see if I get back to the next. This is my favorite song off the album. It's called Bitter Every Day. Yeah, the album Bleeds, it's like, yeah, it's 36 minutes long. There's 12 songs. Bitter Every Day is the 10th song, so it's towards the end of the album. But words can't even describe how good of a song this is, in my opinion. So, yeah. This is Bitter Every Day by Wednesday off of their album Bleeds, which was released back in September 2025. Hope you guys enjoy.
Grocery store sushi. Your chocolate cake. swimming through cause to you is just like swimming through a cold spot in the lake and the sweetest parts of
All right, that was Bitter Every Day by Bleeds. Such an incredible song, in my opinion. I love the guitar, I think, as well as the drums on that is pretty dope. I like how the song ends very soft and sweet. It's great because Carly can go from, like, really aggressive and hardcore music to something like very soft and acoustic like that, and I think she blends it very well. Like, she could have it across one song like that or in other ways, but I think she does really well with the way that she kind of is able to be like cross-dimensional, I guess, in that sense. I really like it. Once again, I think Wednesday is an incredible band. I'll probably come back later in the episode and play another song by them. Actually, if you guys know, last semester I had a 2-hour episode, so I think I'm a little bit blessed to be used to the schedule of having 2 hours and you can really take your time and like choose so many songs. But now that I'm on a 1-hour regimen, it's a little bit harder to remember how quickly I have to move if I want to fit in certain songs. So with that being said, we're going to move on to our next track, which is going to be Islands of Men by Geese off of their album Getting Killed. Geese completely, you know, had an awesome year of music. They really like got really popular. I want to say in like September-ish is like probably when they blew up a little bit. The lead singer is Cameron Winter, and he also put in, out a solo album. It was either early this year, I want to say it was, or it was 2024, by early 2025 or late 2024, I can't remember, called Heavy Metal, which is also a really good album, and I think that helped putting him and then Geese on a way more popular market. If I'm correct. The first I've ever heard of Geese was when this album came out. I knew of Cameron Winter. I didn't know of his band. And then I actually, I had only heard snippets of songs off of this album at first. And I was like, not really sure if I'm feeling it. I wasn't sure if I was liking like the tone or like whatever. It's very interesting, like Baroque music, I would say. But after listening to this album in full, I was like, you know what? Let me just give it a try. It is absolutely incredible. The hype is so lived up to with this album. And my favorite song off of it is Islands of Men. So without further ado, from Geese's album Getting Killed is Islands of Men. Hope you guys enjoy.
Running away from what is real.
That was Islands of Men by Geese. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. I think that's a really great song. It has so much passion, and I think that's what's really great about Cameron Winter's voice, is you can tell how much passion he puts into everything he puts out. He has so much emotion built up within the way that he sings, in addition to the fact that his singing is just beautiful, so his lyrics are poetic. There's so much to be said about him as an artist, and then, you know, Geese, of course, like the rest of the band, included into the work that went into that album. I think it's awesome. Yesterday, actually, they released their NPR Tiny Desk for Geese, and it was awesome. I had never watched any live performances for the band, so seeing the passion in all of them working together, the way that the different instruments work together, like cohesively between each of the band members, and then, of course, Cameron Winter, the way that he sings, the amount of depth he brings is incredible. So, yeah, that was Geese. I have another song by them that I might play if I got time later, but who's to say? All right, next I want to go to a recent favorite, Hayley Williams, Parachute by Hayley Williams, off of her album Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. I love Paramore. I had never listened to like any of Hayley's solo stuff, so even including this, until I had heard this song. Actually, I heard Parachute for the first time a couple months ago, and it was to, I'm not even kidding, I'm pretty sure it was to an edit of LeBron James, maybe, or some other NBA player. I don't follow LeBron James. It might have been like Jalen Brunson or someone, because go Knicks, always. But I saw it, so I saw it on TikTok. It was an edit of some NBA player that I like to this song, which I think is so funny. But I remember I heard it and I was like, this is a really good song, and now I need to listen to this album that it's off. So eventually I did listen to the album. It was great, but by far this is still my favorite song off of it. So yeah, this is Parachute by Hayley Williams, frontwoman of Paramore, and God, her voice is incredible. All right, hope you guys enjoy.
Yes, I saw her. Her spiraled hair, and I could see it. Our life in a movie, and now I'm spinning my web up in the air. My spider senses, rain's gonna fall, wash away the life I'm weaving.
Better never.
All right, that was Parachute by Hayley Williams. Really great song. I just love the energy of it. Such a great chorus, in my opinion. Hayley Williams also has such an incredible voice. She is such a profound artist, in my opinion. I love Paramore. I just love everything she's been doing over, God, however many years it's been. Next, I want to play a song by Lucy Dacus off of her album Forever's a Feeling. I got to see her twice this past year, which meant that I basically got to see this album, a lot of the songs off the album performed twice, which is awesome. Lucy Dacus is one of my favorite artists of all time. I'd argue top three of all time. She means the entire world to me, and this album was incredible. It was not my favorite album by her, but I cannot deny how incredible and well done it was. I'm trying to decide what song I want to do. Not that I can't come back to a different song later, but I'm going to do Talk. I'm between that and Bullseye, but Bullseye, I think I want to say, is probably a little bit more popular? Question mark? I don't know. That's the one featuring Hozier. But I really like Talk. So let's do Talk by Lucy Dacus off of her album Forever's a Feeling. Hope you guys enjoy.
Sundown when the roads turn serpentine, we run out of conversation. Day runs out of light, silent watching high beams interrupt the night.
That was Talk by Lucy Dacus. Such an incredible song. Oh my God, I forgot how much I liked it. So that was really exciting. All right, next I want to play another like favorite artists of mine, not as high, but Ethel Kane has been such a pivotal artist that I've been listening to for the past couple of years. She has the incredible album Preacher's Daughter back from, I want to say it was released in 2022. And she released Will Boy Tucker, I Will Always Love You this year. And this album is incredible. Truly, it is definitely incredible. And there's a lot of long, beautiful songs on here. And the one I want to play is Nettles. I don't even know how long Nettles is. It's definitely like 9 minutes. Let's see. Okay, it's 8 minutes long, which honestly, let's make it work. So yeah, this is Nettles by Ethel Kane. If you don't listen to Ethel Kane, just prepare to have your mind blown away. She is one of the most beautiful, delicate, and just intricate artists of all time, in my opinion. She is beyond words. So this is Nettles by Ethel Kane, and I hope you guys enjoy.
All the time I'll have with you when I
Right, that was Nettles by Ethel Kane. As you can tell, beautiful song. Her voice is just beyond anything I've ever heard. Her production also, I think, is one of my favorite parts about all of her music. This album, I think, has incredible production. I think Preacher's Daughter, you know, that was a concept storytelling album, and I think the lyricism really shone on that one. But on this one, I think the production is out of this world. But both carry very big feats in both aspects, so can't say anything bad. All right, next I want to go to Lorde, who released her fourth studio album, Virgin, which was actually so amazing. Oh my goodness, I love that album by her. She did so well. And I actually, like, experienced one of my best memories ever because I went to see her live on the Virgin Tour, and I actually was in the pit. I saw her in Philly in the pit. It was, oh my god, it was one of the best nights of my entire life. It was so incredible. She is such a talented performer, and yeah, she did the album in full too. Like, she mixed, you know, older songs in there too, but she, oh my gosh, she killed it. But I think I'm going to play her song Shapeshifter off of that album. My favorite song off of that album is If She Could See Me Now, but that song's explicit. I really love David, but I played that last semester. What Was That, I think, is awesome, but it's very popular. That was her lead single. So I'm going to go with Shapeshifter, which is another really great song. It's kind of hard to choose because I like all the songs on this album, but I kind of came to the conclusion that Shapeshifter was the one I wanted to play. So yeah, without further ado, this is Shapeshifter by Lorde off of her album Virgin. Hope you guys enjoy.
Chewing gum, I know, don't have a sour taste that's in my throat, but the voice in my head says, do you have the stones?
All right. That was Shapeshifter by Lorde. Incredible song. Her production on Virgin is insane. She is so, so, so incredible. Lorde is one of my favorite artists of all time. I know I keep saying that, but I've been a fan of Lorde for basically as long as I've been a conscious adult. Since I was 12, basically. But, yeah, no, she's really one of the best to ever do it, in my opinion. Her music has been with me for so many walks of life, and I associate so much of her music with the good and the bad that I have experienced in my life, and I literally don't know who I'd be without her music. So always happy to showcase some Lorde on here. All right, next I want to throw on some Big Thief, Incomprehensible, which is a song off of their 2025 album, Double Infinity. I was blessed enough to go and see Big Thief live this year, and they performed much of the songs on this album. I'm pretty sure Incomprehensible was one of them. I also think that this is one of the lead singles, if I am not mistaken. But yeah, Big Thief is awesome. I'm a huge fan of Adrienne Lenker, and I think her music, her songwriting, both within Big Thief and also as a solo artist, is something that needs to be studied. She is so incredible what she does, and she showcases that again on Incomprehensible. Incomprehensible is going to be the last song by a unique artist on this, and then I'm going to come back after that and probably play one or two songs that are also by artists that I've already played on the episode. So anywho, this is Incomprehensible by Big Thief. Hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
that you didn't need.
All right, that was Incomprehensible by Big Thief. Incredible song off a very great album. All right, next, I'm just going to kind of, I want to play two more songs, so I got to make sure I fit it in these next 10 minutes. So I'm going to go back to Wednesday, which was the first band that I played, and I'm going to play their song Candy Breath off of Bleeds. I would say that this is probably my second favorite song off of the album. Hard to choose when the album's that good, but yeah, this is Candy Breath, and I hope you guys enjoy. Alright, that was Candy Breath by Wednesday. Really like that song. Oh my god, her voice is so good. Wow. Alright, one more song for you guys today, and then I'll be out of your way. We're getting to the end of the episode, so once again, thank you guys for listening. I hope you're having a great hour of your life. If you just got off work, congrats, you have the night to yourself. And yeah, this is WMEC FM College Park Radio. Once again, my name is Jordan. The show is Nervous Child Collection. And yeah, here's the last song of the hour, Taxes by Geese, off of their album Getting Killed. Hope you guys enjoy.
everybody deserves this.
That was the last song of the hour. That was Taxes by Geese. And yeah, that's it for music from 4 to 5 p.m. for you guys. Sorry about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Those were some of my favorite tracks from 2025. And, you know, as we're getting into 2026, I'm excited on what is here to come. I don't know if I have any good music off the top of my head already for 2026. My brain is a little bit flat right now, I guess, but yeah, 2025 was such an incredible year for music. I'm glad I got to show all of those amazing songs to you guys, and I hope you guys like them. I hope you got some inspiration off of it. But yeah, no idea what I'm going to do next week, but every week is a surprise as much for you guys as it is for me. So yeah, without still got 2 minutes left. I'm trying to think if there's anything I should talk about. Truth be told, I have to go do work, and I have class from 6 to 8 p.m. So life could not get worse. But hey, what can you say? Yeah, so I'm going to go listen to some of this music because I'm really feeling it right now and carry on with my day. Hope you guys enjoy whoever's coming on next, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Peace. This is also WMEC FM Culture Park Radio. Thanks.